support provided by Heartland Regional Urgent Care, treating allergies, sore throats, sprains, strains, and more. Open daily from 8 to 8. No appointments necessary. 2250 Reed Station Parkway along Route 13 in Carbondale.
Hello, and here is your WSIU Almanac for February the 27th. 43 years ago, waiting in line at the grocery store got a little less boring. That's the day People Magazine came out. In Richland County, on March the 7th, the Aldi Chamber of Commerce presents Ladies' Night at the Holiday. The Marion Farmers Market is slated to begin on April the 5th, and will take place at the Senior Center parking lot Wednesdays from 6 to 10 a.m. And also, don't forget, when April gets here, one of the oldest farmers markets gets underway, the Carbondale Farmers Market, which began in 1975, and it'll run every Saturday at the Westtown Mall parking lot. And this past weekend, of course, the big Maple Syrup Festival was held at Touch of Nature south of Carbondale. Many people were in attendance, and one of the big takeaways was make sure you tap a sugar maple tree. Chris Evans of the U of I Extension Service says that any other tree, the sap is really not good at all. Here's Chris on how to properly identify a sugar maple.
You got to make sure that it's a maple. You don't want to be tapping something that's not. And the nice thing about maple trees is sometimes they hold their leaves a little long. So if you're not sure, you can try to find those maple leaves up in there. But you know, maple's a little different. It has opposite leaves. And even when the leaves aren't on, you can see the branching is opposite. So if you look up there, you'll see the branching. There's two branches come off at a time. And that's a good indicator that it's opposite. The bark characteristics, and it has this kind of flaky bark like this, or platy bark. And pretty soon you learn to recognize it's a maple.
And that's your WSIU Almanac for Monday. Today is the 27th day of February. Have a good day. Happy Monday, and here is the WSIU Almanac for February the 27th. Today's the day, in 1922, that the Supreme Court declared it constitutional that women should receive the right to vote, which led to the passage of the 19th Amendment. And locally, since we're here in the tail end of February in Mount Vernon on March the 3rd, this coming Friday, there's a community event to support Mount Vernon's Lifeboat Alliance Shelter. Start time, Friday, 5:15 at the Mount Vernon Holiday Inn. This Saturday afternoon, March the 4th, Giant City State Park is hosting an L.O. Trigg photography exhibit and a talk. It starts at 1 p.m. And also later in March, March 25th and 26th, Kevin Rowling of the River to River Cooperative Weed Management Area will talk to the public and take the public on a naturalist-led journey to places in Giant City State Park that aren't visited a lot. If you need your driver's license renewed or your car's sticker is about to expire, the Illinois Secretary of State's Mobile Services will be on the SIU Carbondale campus tomorrow morning, starting at 9:30. There will also be a mobile services event in March and in late April as well. And officials with the Shawnee National Forest want you to be aware of a new anonymous tip line that you can use to report suspicious or possibly illegal activities in the forest. And the phone number is 618-201-3364. And that's the February 27th WSIU Almanac. Have a good day.